There you are. A very good morning to you, and welcome along to the Bromley Saturday morning get-together here. Live on Bromley Radio at 10 a.m. on a Saturday, repeated again, 10 a.m. on a Monday. But if you're listening to this as a podcast, then it's on whenever you want it on, and wherever you want it on as well. And as we glance out the window here, although they say in radio you shouldn't really do it, but yes, it's looks quite bright. So, but it's not going to last though, because already I've noticed on the Bromley Radio barometer that that's on its descent. In other words, air pressure's going down, and rain will be with us later this evening. And tomorrow, yeah, it's a wet one all day long. But anyway, let's not let that get us down. He said, tripping over his tongue and trying to get words from his brain into the microphone. Ah, now, very proud now to play this next song. I laugh because it's in the title as well. This is brand new. You can listen to it on Spotify. You can download it. It's a charity song, and I think it's by a group of local people, i.e. indigenous to Bromley. We'll find out later, though. But this is to raise money for Comic Relief. These are the Busketeers, and... Oh, yes, the Busketeers.
Thank you very much, Bromley Radio.
Yes, well done. The Busketeers with Proud Mary, raising money for Comic Relief. And we're very proud to play that here on Bromley Radio. Sounds familiar, does it? Yep, here's the original.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. There's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy.
Day.
We always
well,
do it.
I never lost
nice.
1 minute
and rough.
And
but we're going to take the beginning of this song
the thing
and do it
been.
Easy.
Big wheel keep
but then we're
going to
do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
It's the way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary. And we're rolling. Ooh, rolling. Ooh, rolling on the river.
Listen to the story.
Left a good job
down in the city.
Working for the man
every night and day.
And I never lost 1 minute of sleep.
And I was
worried about the way that things might have been.
And that's the original there. I believe Tina Turner with Ike there. Unless Tina Turner could make her voice go really deep there as well. Proud Mary, Tina Turner.
Email in to Bromley Radio at gmail.com or Twitter, X at Bromley Radio 1.
And desire. Right, let's go over to the phone line here because I think we've got our roving reporter, Gemma. Gemma, are you there?
I am. Hello, Mick.
Hello, Gemma. Just tell us what's going on today here in the Bromley area.
Well, today there's quite a big group of us heading down to Elmers End Green to raise awareness and a little bit of a demonstration against the ULEZ. So if anyone's around and can come and say hello, give us your support, that would be fantastic.
Yes, and that's at the sort of far western fringes of the borough there, isn't it, down at Elmers End?
Yeah, absolutely. It's from 12 till 3, so we'll be there. There'll be banners and a bit of music playing.
Really?
So it's a lovely atmosphere, lots of friendly faces. So
oh, well, that's good.
We need the support for people to take notice, really. So the more people that can come down, come over and say hello, the better.
Well, that's exactly what I'm going to do, Gemma, because I need lots of support and friendly faces to see.
Definitely. We've got, I believe, Simon Forthrop, our local Bromley councillor, is coming.
Good.
There'll be... yeah, just lots going on. We've been down to the local shops, so they're all aware and have been mostly very supportive of us. So there are flyers around the area to let people know. And also, we are meeting at my house in Bromley Common and all convoying through Beckenham High Street come about 11 o'clock. So if anyone's in Beckenham High Street doing a bit of shopping and hears a bit of noise and whistle blowing,
brilliant.
Give us all away.
Brilliant. Yes.
Yeah, we've got the Ulysettes with us as well who will be singing their songs. So it's all a bit of fun, and but with a serious meaning behind it.
Well, absolutely. Gemma, because we're doing it with, well, what did they used to say? Winning hearts and minds, of course, with the truth and the facts.
And absolutely, and it's getting closer. May the 2nd isn't far away now. Sorry, May the 3rd, sorry, isn't far, yeah. 4th.
No,
sorry.
Exactly, May the 4th.
May the 2nd, I was right the first time. It's not far away now, so, we really need to obviously show our dislike for what's happening, the ULEZ going on, costing people a lot more money, costing small businesses.
So I'm hoping
and Elmers End will be fully on board with the amount of small businesses around there.
Yeah, and we looked at our the video, which the latest one from the Brown Car Guy, which you can find on YouTube there. Quite interesting. 6 months down the line now, and he went out and about since we've had this implemented on us at the end of August, August the 29th. 6 months down the line, he's gone out and taken readings, and in some cases, the readings, they've gone up. Not down, as we were told they would go down, but up.
No, absolutely. We'll have Phil, one of our very trusted group members with us, and he always brings his air monitor with him and does it everywhere we go. And they are. That it's made absolutely no difference. If anything, it's made things worse for air pollution.
Yes.
And I say it every time. We all want clean air. None of us in this group are against clean air. Right. But what we are against is being charged for something that's not solving any sort of problem.
Exactly. It's just an exercise in raising cash for the bottomless pit that TfL seem to think they've got when it comes to finances there within their organisation.
It's charging the little guy, unfortunately. It's costing the little guy that's trying to earn a living and do right by their families. It's just not fair. So this is why we're doing it. Yeah. I know some people probably think, why are they all standing there shaking a sign? What are they achieving? But it's raising awareness.
It is.
It's trying to get people to open their eyes and see what our government are doing to us.
Yeah.
So the more people on the green, and it's a lovely, friendly bunch. So anyone will have a chat, talk to anyone. So please do come down and just show your support to us.
Yes, please do. It's, Elmers End is lovely. There's a lovely big pub there. Is it the Elm Tree, I think it's called? But anyway,
and you might if you come to the protest, you'll probably end up in the Elm Tree with a few of us after. So.
Excellent. Yeah, well, there's the rugby's on as well, isn't there?
It's a lovely social group. So, it's fun.
Gemma, just on a slightly serious note, because you actually got to put a question to the Mayor of London, didn't you, in the People's Question there. And you said that what you said, some of it wasn't really fully put out there. Just tell us what that was about. Well, I think he was talking about the scrappage scheme, wasn't he?
We did, yeah. I mean, I asked my question, which was relating to his paper mile coming.
Yeah.
He came back and sort of told me about all the lovely new Superloop buses and public transport that's available to us. So I kind of went back and said, but that's not solving a problem for businesses. Which he then sort of pointed me, being that we're a tree surgery company, he pointed me in the direction, like I didn't know, of the scrappage scheme.
Yeah.
And that's when to my knowledge, at that time, it was all going live. I could see Khan squirming and I was talking back to him. But, it was obviously on a delay and it got cut out. But my point to him was scrappage scheme. We've applied for this scrappage scheme 9 times and 9 times... you've thrown it back at us, so you're forcing us to pay to pollute.
Yes.
Give us the money, we'll get a new van.
Yes.
But you won't give us the money because the pot's running out. Yes. And, I did have quite a little bit of a pop at him. And then Peter Fortune came in and basically, he put him right and said, but, your answer to the ULEZ, 2 years ago, you was asked a very similar question about the ULEZ, and you said, no, I'm not going to implement ULEZ, and here we are 2 years later. So is that where we're going to be with Paper Mile in 2 years, if he's still there?
Well, yeah, but looking back, is any indication of going forward then? Yeah, quite possibly. Gemma, thanks ever so much. We're very much looking forward to seeing you down there on the green from midday onwards, Elmers End Green, and hopefully as many of you. The weather's going to be all right, partly cloudy. We haven't got rain till later this evening, according to the latest Bromley weather, Bromley Radio weather. And this one, as always, is for you, Madness. Gemma, thanks ever so much. Here's Madness driving in my car. Good luck with the convoy to Elmers End Green. Ta-da.
Thank you very much, Bromley Radio.
So I knew that there was 'cause you're different though from all the rest.
It's the Bromley Saturday Morning Get-Together here on Bromley Radio, live at 10 a.m. every Saturday morning with Mick Smith. And, of course, you can hear it again Monday morning at 10 a.m. for the, as part of, really, the, well, what do we call it now? Well, yeah, the Saturday Morning Get-Together replay. And, of course, it's available as a podcast, yes. Just look for Bromley Radio in your podcast providers, and there you will find something or other from us here at Bromley Radio. And things have been a bit, well, shall I say, quiet in terms of content. However, today, Saturday, as we're saying this, following us here on the Bromley Saturday Morning Get-Together, it will be Loretta Wright with the Little Big Show. Yes, Loretta Wright of Life in Magazines, and soon to have another one, so she'll have triplets of magazines. She'll have Life in Bromley, Life in Orpington, and a new one on the way, Life in Beckenham. So that's coming up. And then later this evening, when it's probably going to be raining, perhaps, The Joe Mack Show. Yes. Joe Mack playing some songs and having a chat. Yeah. So that's how, yes, Saturday is going to be sounding today here on Bromley Radio. And if you are listening to this as a podcast, well, sorry about what I just said. Well, because it doesn't matter, does it? It's all to do with Saturday. And you're not listening to this on a Saturday, perhaps. You may not even be in Bromley when you're listening to this. All right, let's try and sort ourselves out here. It says quite a busy morning. And, oh, yes, coming up. We have the number one songs this week. 60, 50, 40 and 30 years ago. There's a new one in there, but what decade do you think it's from? What decade do we have a new number one song this week? Well, stick around and find out. And we've now got to that time when we listen back to perhaps songs that are in our record collections. Certainly, one of them, well, a few of them actually are in mine. Personal ones, not the radio station here. Yes, 7-inch vinyl. And I'll explain more once we get to that particular decade. So, the number one this week, 60 years ago, yes, no change here in the 60s, Cilla Black.
Ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I we'll go away, I always say, this time it's goodbye, dear. Loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you, I'd die, dear. Knowing I love you so, anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. Who couldn't be another heart that hurt me like you hurt me and be so untrue? What am I to do?
And that was Cilla Black and Anybody Had a Heart. Now, our number one song from the 70s. This week, 1974. Yes, I have it in my vinyl collection. As indeed, the previous song that was number one and the one before that. So we're talking about Tiger Feet by Mudd, Devil Gate Drive by Susie Quattro, and this one. Alvin Stardust and Jealous Mind, number one this week in 1974. Do you remember him? So he used to dress there, well, I think leather, and didn't he wear a leather glove on one of his hands? Way before Michael Jackson started wearing the glove.
My high, high, high.
Cranky Goes to Hollywood and Relax, number one this week back in 1983. So, sorry, I said it 83, didn't I? Number one this week in 1984, Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Relax. Number one this week in 1994, yeah, she's still there.
Just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your soul shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. When I you there, but then I let you go, and now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know.
Mariah Carey, Without You, number one this week in 1994. Oh, come on. Come on, dear. I know. All right. And, well, that's it. There is no more. Oh, please, stop it. Thank you very much for being there. Thank you for downloading this as a podcast, and thank you for listening to Bromley Radio. We'll be back here this time next week, hopefully with some more things to tell you. I know Bromley Council are looking forward to some events going on the streets of Bromley as we head into the spring. Have yourself a great week. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are. And yes, our website is still under construction. All right, have yourselves a good one.